Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Dear. So, for those who are listening online, we want you to join this conversation on this men-only discussion. And we're going to bring in our host.
I don't believe that we should sit around and wait and see, well, what are they going to do? I haven't met they yet. What are they going to do? No, we ourselves must come up with strategies to soften this blow, this economic blow that the whole nation is experiencing. Well, what should be our response to this rising cost of living? We have three invited guests. One is a special invited guest, Daniel Habil. Daniel Habil is introducing a new revolutionary technology. Praise be to Allah, a new revolutionary technology. And we have also invited Imam DeLacy Umar Phillips. He has been presently introducing solutions to how we can soften the blow of this hyperinflation. We have also invited Imam Michael Hamim to join in this discussion. Michael, if you're with us, press 1 on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Inshallah. Let me see. We have DeLacy's mic open. Yeah, let me open DeLacy Omar's mic. We have our brother Daniel Habil's mic is open. We are waiting Imam Michael Hamim.
Yeah, before peace and blessings to everyone.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Imam DeLacy. And I offer the greetings of peace to our special guest, Daniel Habil. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum, Daniel Habil.
Wa alaikum assalam to you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, I'm humbled to be among such
yes,
sincere.
I want to kind of set the stage for what we are doing this morning. We are not waiting around for they to come and solve this economic dilemma that we are in. I want to share with you a short address by our champion for freedom, Dr. Martin Luther King. He is speaking on federal subsidies that were unjustly distributed among the population of this country. Let me see if I can activate it.
The last 2 months of his life, Dr. King faced the idea that civil rights alone could not solve the problem of poverty.
Land and the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county aid. This is what we are faced with. I'm glad to see you.
In the last 2 months of his life, Dr. King faced the idea that civil rights alone.
I'm glad to see you.
In the last 2 months of his life, Dr. King faced the idea that civil rights alone could not solve the problem of poverty.
Land and the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. The government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county aid. This is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington, I know all of you are studying hard, and you're just doing fine in school, and I'm glad to see you.
In the last 2 months of his life, Dr. King faced the idea that civil rights alone could not solve the problem of poverty.
In Mississippi today.
He roamed the South, trying to gain support for a Poor People's Campaign. Its goals, full employment, a guaranteed income, and decent housing for every American.
People just don't know, but it's really hard. Not only me, it's so many more in the same shape. I'm not the only one. It's just so many of us right around that don't have shoes, clothes, is naked and homeless. So I take that cookie jar and pinto beans morning, down, and supper. You don't know what else get a good meal.
You all are really to be admired, and I want you to know that you have my moral support. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be coming back to see you, and we are going to be demanding when we go to Washington that something be done and done immediately about these conditions.
This was a different Martin Luther King. Just weeks before his murder, in tone suggestive of the Black Panthers, he began to talk about how the government had broken its promise to the newly freed slaves just after the Civil War.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, They built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farm. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. This is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Okay. I shared that address with you so that we know that we are in line and right on point with addressing our economic condition and our economic concerns. Praise be to Almighty God. I have, I want to open up the mic of, yes, let me say this. The special guest we have, Mr. Daniel Habil, he is a technology specialist, and he is introducing a new revolutionary technology. A new revolutionary technology that he will share with us and share with us its many benefits, and we can see how we can place ourselves in an advantageous position to take advantage of the new technology that he is introducing to the world, really, to the world. I want to open up your mic, if you would, Daniel Habil. Would you introduce yourself and give us a brief address on the new technologies that you have implemented and how we can profit from its introduction and its use, if you would, please.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Most gracious, most merciful. I'd like to thank you for inviting me here to share what Allah has blessed us with. You know, one of the things that I came to realize from one of my early mentors, solve the problem, make the money, that the Most High God, Allah, has put money on the problem. The bigger the problem, the bigger the money is underneath that problem. And we just experienced a huge problem that began, that was a catalyst to where we're at today. You read the statistics that just pointed out what we know every day when we pull up to the gas pumps, when we go to the store, that the cost of living has increased drastically. And they point to many different problems. And one, they say that we went through a pandemic that busted up supply chains, which is one of the economic engines that drives an economy. And it's just a disruptor. But you can be on the victim side, or you can be on the solution side of a problem. And even during the Great Depressions and stuff, there are people who made fortunes while people lost fortunes because they were on the solution side. So in this pandemic, it looked like it came out of nowhere, but when you track you can only connect the dots looking back, that we had experienced many different, from bird flu to swine flu, many different smaller pandemics. So when this one came, and they say it's not the last one, we were introduced to vaccines that was produced by Pfizer on the solution side, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. They quickly jumped to the solution side. But you can ask, what is God's solution? What is God's solution to man dealing with viruses that are one of the most plentiful things on the planet, organism on the planet, is a virus? And so what's God's solution? And this technology actually came about to solve the problem of air and surface contaminations as far back as in the 90s. So the question is, did the government know about this solution? And this technology that we were blessed to run into to represent is completely organic, chemical-free, and mimics nature. And I was first introduced to this technology because one of the things I'm known for is being a soldier. I'm a Vietnam War veteran. I come from a family of military veterans. And myself and my late wife operated a veteran center in the city of Chicago. And we did a lot of things intertwined with the Muslim community. We got involved after being, I was the very active in the Muslim American Veterans Association. I was a national commander from 2010 to 2012. I was a national commander of the Muslim American Veterans Association. I was one of the founders and local commanders of the Muslim American Veterans Association in Chicago, along with Talib Shabazz, who passed away, who was a Vietnam combat veteran. And we were contacted in November 2020 by a member of a coronavirus task force. And they asked us, what were we doing to protect our military veterans against SARS-CoV-2, which is the scientific name of the virus that when it gets inside your body, it creates COVID-19. And when we told them we were using the recommendations of the CDC, the PPE equipment we were using, disinfectants, we run a mobile pantry. We had a physical, for years we operated, me and my late wife, a soup kitchen, a food pantry. We actually opened our house to do, and we served over 300,000 free meals. We would drop fresh in our mobile pantry, which we still operate. We would drop fresh produce from Whole Foods to the different messages in Chicago to be for the believers and to be distributed out to the community. And that's what we became known for. Our free meals, we did over 300,000 free meals. But we also now run a mobile pantry. My wife passed away because of due to pancreatic cancer. So I was very familiar firsthand with what happens when you ignore the harmony of life and you're overcome by toxins and chemicals and everything that has invaded into your body due to lifestyle. When they introduce us to this, they asked us what were we using. They suggested that we stop using the chemicals because they had too many toxins in it, too many Vietnam War veterans with Agent Orange and other toxins in their body. The suggested disinfectants had too many harmful chemicals in there. And so you don't want to create a problem by trying to solve a problem. Then they showed us a chart from the Center for Disease Control, And on that chart, it's called the hierarchy of controls. You can actually look this up. It's on the internet, the hierarchy of controls when it comes to dealing with viruses, bacteria, mold, different things like that. And it showed the weakest response to a virus such as SARS-CoV-2 is PPE equipment. It is the weakest thing that you can do to respond to that. The least effective is PPE equipment. And one of the most harmful things you can do is to use the disinfectants in your home. It gets through your pores, into your skin, and it causes big damage in the nervous system and everywhere else. They asked us, were we open to learn about a new technology that had been recently tested, where the U.S. military tests their protective gear for their military against biochemical warfare and infectious diseases. This testing facility is considered a biosafety level 4. That's the highest testing facility that you can get tested at. AL stands for biosafety level, and it's a 4. It's only 13 of these facilities in the country. They're built to withstand a nuclear blast, and they primary test for the CDC and the U.S. military. They test what could be considered a Pandora box of infectious diseases that they have no solution for. When they took this technology and they tested it against SARS-CoV-2, not a surrogate, and the company paid millions of dollars for the test. The recent test showed that once they flooded the room with SARS-CoV-2 and they engaged this technology, that it eliminated down to 99.9% non-detectable in the air SARS-CoV-2 in 60 seconds. There was a movie about a car thief that can steal a car in 60 seconds. So as fast as they can steal a car in a movie, you can eliminate a whole area of SARS-CoV-2. And we're talking about chemical-free, mimic nature, and completely organic. And so the question became, where did this technology come from? How did they discover it? Well, this is the only certified space technology that is an air and surface purification system. It was originally created to sanitize the air on the International Space Station back in the 90s. The space station costs $150 billion to build. It's as big as a football field, and it's a floating research center. It has 6 state-of-the-art laboratories. So the best scientists, the rocket scientists in the world, go up there. And they go there to do research while the space station evolves around the Earth 15 times a day, moving at a speed of 17,000 miles an hour. The mission of the space program when it was put together in 1958 was to do research and come up with discoveries that can be licensed by the private sector to create technologies that would improve the life of the human beings on Earth, their everyday life. And it's been over 2,000 technologies created from using and licensing original space technology. Well, in the 90s, they had a problem. They couldn't launch the space station because the contamination of the air on the space station and the surfaces from the off-gassing of the equipment and the machines and the contamination that naturally flows from the astronauts and from the scientists. We shed 30 to 40,000 skin cells per hour from 1.6 trillion skin cells on our body. And this natural pollution goes into the environment, and they could not grow produce, which was a key factor because the air was so polluted and it messed with their experiments. So the International Space Program, NASA, actually gave a grant to the University of Wisconsin, their space aeronautics program, to solve the problem. So they teamed up with them. The way they solved the problem is they turned to a law. They went out and they saw after a thunderstorm how clean and fresh the air was to breathe. And when they studied what happened, they found out that Allah in His Majesty uses the natural elements of the sun, the rain, the wind, and the lightning to recharge two powerful elements in the air, hydrogen and oxygen, the same elements that creates the vital water for you to drink. These same two simple hydrogen and oxygen molecules, Allah recharges and rechanges the mixture of them to create three powerful, what they termed as oxidizers, these scrubbers that goes out and scrub the atmosphere clean of all types of pathogens, including viruses and bacteria and mold and fungi. And three of these oxidizers are number one, a gaseous hydrogen peroxide, the same type of hydrogen peroxide that we use in our medicine cabinets to clean out bacteria. Outside, the rain, the wind, the sun, the rain, the wind, and the lightning, they act together to recharge the hydrogen and oxygen molecules to create a gaseous hydrogen peroxide. Another mixture of hydrogen and oxygen is what they term hydroxyls. And these hydroxyls are so powerful, you can put 5 million of them on one side of a head of dice. And they actually work with the hydrogen peroxide and these hydroxyls and another one called superoxide. And they create a scrubbing effect and they clean naturally the air of these viruses. So NASA created from that, they replicated that inside the space station. And its origin, the technology that they created, was called photocatalytic oxidation. When that was in the late 90s, and that's how they was able to cleanse the air on the space station. Well, this company is a 98-year-old company. We have a distributorship, an American company. It's been cleaning up indoor spaces since 1924 with innovative technology. In fact, one of the early inventions is in the Smithsonian Museum as one of the top 100 inventions that have ever been invented, where they started cleaning up indoor airspace in the 80s and looking to improve their technology. They licensed this technology, this photocatalytic oxidation, from the space program in 2009, and they began to enhance it with their product engineers and scientists and increase it to the point they got their own independent patent in 2016. It's called Active Pure. It's not passive. It duplicates that same process through a patented honeycomb matrix that pours hydrogen, that pours oxygen and water molecules from the air in your home, and it brings it or indoor spaces, because we can do a million square feet, we can do a doghouse. They have this technology in 70 different products, and it pours it through this patented honeycomb matrix that recreates that same process outside that recharges these hydrogen and oxygen molecules and sends them out into the air in your indoor space, actively hunting down viruses and bacteria and mold and fungi and dust mites and volatile organic compounds. And within a proven, this is applied science company, which means everything is tested at the highest level to validate, verify, and vet the results. And that's why in 60 seconds, 99.9% non-detectable, gone. And as they kept running the technology, engage in it. It's safe, it's organic, it's chemical free for people to be in the same room and pets to be in the same room, that it also went down into the crevices and cleaned out any virus inside the surfaces. And it continues to do this 24/7 as long as you engage this technology. It is aggressively hunting it down. If it come, a virus comes into that space where this technology is at, it is going to devour it. It goes in and it denatures and deactivates the virus, making it harmless. And
yes, I have a question of where I expect this technology to lead us to where it will. How much access would the common person have to utilize this technology, even as an investment, or utilize it for someone's personal use to clean their airspace, but also on the economic side of that? Is there a way for the common person to get in on this new technology and actually market it? And as you stated earlier, for every problem on the other side, there is money. How viable is that for the common person to gain some economic benefit from this technology?
Our opportunity is created when there is a disruptor of a technology that is a solution to a major problem. What we have to understand that this problem has been being created ever since the oil embargo of the 1970s, and gas prices went up and there was long lines at the gas pump. The world began to seal in environments and close off access to natural air coming inside of indoor spaces. And the World Health Organization has been tracking ever since then the deterioration of indoor air and the effects it has had on the world health of people all over the world. Sometimes,
At this time, I must pause for some important public service announcements, and we'll be right back, inshallah. We ask everyone, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, and this is the broadcast of the Female Solution. We ask that you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah. And I thank you, Imam Delaysi Umar, for your patience. I shall open up your mic very shortly after these important public service announcements. Don't touch.
And we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry? about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back with our men-only discussion. Unmuted. Led by Kareem Hamid.
And we are back. I think that was perfect timing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, but I want to open up the mic of Imam Dalaisi Umar Phillips with what has been presented this morning concerning this new technology that actually, through what Allah has created, can purify the air, the an indoor environment, and as our brother aptly described a problem on the other side of a problem, there is wealth. You know, you solve a problem, there is wealth that can come from the solution of that problem, and My ardent desire is the individual or a group or a cooperative be able to utilize these wonderful technologies and also glean some of the financial wealth that comes on the other side of problems. Our beloved Imam Dalaisi Umar Phillips have been on the case of establishing family businesses to soften the blow of the inflation and our poor economic showing in our communities. Imam Dalaisi Umar, if you would lend some commentary from that point of view, and inshallah, hopefully we can tie it in with the new technologies that our brother is presenting to us this morning.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And it's always a pleasure to come to appear and make a contribution to Female Solution and American Muslim 360 joint effort. I've been promoting this particular idea, especially with the decline of minority businesses and its effect in our communities, where we've seen so many businesses leave the community. And and one of the solutions that we've been promoting and actually trying to implement on ourselves is family-owned businesses or collective business. And some of the benefits, we look at some of the benefits that come from being incorporated. LLC is a really simple license limited company. It's one of the simplest ways to get started and have legitimate documentation that will allow business owners to access products, merchandise, et cetera, at wholesale pricing. So we are looking at the economy, how it's moving now, and we are thinking that family-owned businesses can be a great resource, and it doesn't have to be limited to joining together two families, three, et cetera, to take advantage of the possible tax breaks. For these things, you need to consult your professional accountants to understand the benefits and then in some cases cost. A loss from setting a small business.
You are somewhat muffled, Imam DeLacy. Are you speaking directly into your mic?
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, sir. I guess so. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But anyway, I'll speak a little louder. I was listening to Brother Daniel presenting that technology idea, and was waiting to hear how can you benefit from it, or how can you take advantage of it. And I hope we can hear that part of this of the presentation. But family owned businesses is what we are promoting and trying to encourage to build a business presence, because, you know, you can utilize the advantages of a home space and deduct all the costs that you use in that space as a tax deduction once you establish it as a company. So we want to just promote that, and I won't elaborate on it, except just you've given the idea, Imam Kareem, and I would like to just move on and hear more from our other presenters. And if I'll take any questions or anything someone may have.
Yes, sir. Okay. Brother Daniel Habil, you know.
Yes.
How can the common consumer or people that may have an interest in this new technology, are there investment opportunities, or is there entrepreneurial opportunities housed within this new technology? How can we utilize this new technology for purifying the air, which is most important, but also someone is going to make money from this new technology? And how can a group of investors or the common person get a piece of the pie. Let me get right down to it, get a piece of the economic pie that will come from the utilization of this type of technology. We are faced we are financially weak as investors, praise be to Allah, not as consumers. Well, we're healthy there, but as investors and entrepreneurs, is there an avenue for the common person or a group of people to take advantage of the economic opportunities that will come from this new technology? If you could share that part of it with us, I would greatly appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And I'm sitting in the blocks like a racehorse, like a track star, like Jesse Owens, and I'm waiting for the flag to drop or the gun to sound. When we got introduced this in November 2020, we acquired the technology and have what they call this technology in over 70 different products. The company is a manufacturing company, American company. It's manufactured these products right there in Bristol, Virginia, in over a 500,000 square foot manufacturing plant. It's headquartered in Dallas. They're a manufacturing company. So there's opportunities to distribute this product. And that's where the greatest markup is on a product. And we know that in the 20th century, we saw the rise of distribution billionaires. Walmart doesn't manufacture. It teams up with manufacturers. It distributes. Jeff Bezos, he created Amazon, another way to distribute products. He doesn't manufacture. So you can team up with this manufacturing company and focus in on distribution. And so you can acquire a license to distribute this product, and you will become a factory direct brand partner. And you get a chance to acquire these products at factory direct prices. Therefore, you realize the markup that comes from distributing these products. The markets are what they call business-to-business market, which include industries, putting this product inside of industrial places, inside of commercial places. Dunkin' Donuts just bought 15,000 of these units to go into their Dunkin' Donuts. And then institutions, schools, in fact, we're putting this product in different school systems. When this technology comes up against things like HEPA filter, which is older technology, was created in 1940. It is not active. It tries to trap particles inside of a filter, and it only gets so many particles, but you have to be active in a fight, not passive. I don't know how many people have been in a fight, but you don't want to be passive in a fight. You know, you get in the ring with Mike Tyson or somebody and you're passive, it's going to be over real quick. And we want to be active against things like viruses, bacteria, mold, fungi, dust, pollen, dust mite, volatile organic compounds. So it's set up for people to do this as a home-based business right out inside of their homes. And they can go after schools, they can go after industry, commercial. They can also go after the consumer. And let's talk about the consumer market. The GDP was $22 trillion for 2019. That's the goods and services produced. But you can produce goods and services, but you got to consume them in order for them to turn into an economy. So 70% of the consumption of the goods and services, $22 trillion in this country, was consumed by homeowners. So your biggest market is going to be selling to homeowners. But there's also...
Could I ask a question? How could I get a unit for my home, and what would it cost me? One unit.
Okay, one unit of what we call the Air and Surface Pro, and that's the unit that was made for homes. It weighs about 7 pounds. It looks like a fancy humidifier. And you plug it in. It uses 43 watts of electricity. It's plugged and purified. The minute you plug it in and turn it on, within 60 seconds, it's going to wipe out anything in the air. It's going to be gone. And that unit would retail for $1,495. That's $1,500. It's going to cover 2,000 square feet. So anything, when you walk through that door, if it's on you, if it comes out your mouth, these little Pac-Men are going to eat it up. Now,
another question. What about the maintenance on the unit to keep it functioning, et cetera, et cetera? What's that cost?
The maintenance is this, that it is a honeycomb. It looks just like a honeycomb, and that's the secret sauce that's inside the unit. That honeycomb maintenance has a 3-year conditional warranty. That honeycomb matrix costs about $60. And they suggest that it may go out within, it has a 1-year warranty on that honeycomb matrix. That costs about $60. There is a protective filter on the back to stop big things from coming through because it pulls that oxygen and water molecules through the honeycomb matrix. So it's a filter in the back, and all you have to do is take a vacuum cleaner, and it'll tell you when it's time to vacuum that filter. And you can vacuum that filter, take one little screw, put it right back in, and hit the reset button. The unit is ready to go. So it's very little maintenance in there. You may have, when you do that, you wipe out the little dust and everything. And it's a grid that covers the back. It's a grid that covers the front. And you can actually just take the grid off. It's a fan that blows it out. It moves out on what they call the law of gases at 1,200 feet per second in the air. And so you can just wipe the dust out and everything, put the screws back on, and just reset the button. It's ready to go just like that. It will tell you when it's time to clean it. And a light will flash, and it's okay, it's time to clean the vacuum that filter out. You can actually wash that filter, too, but if you wash that filter, they suggest you let it dry for 24 hours so it can be completely dry before you put it back on. But you actually just vacuum it out with a household vacuum cleaner. It's a little small filter. The unit is only 12 inches tall, 10 inches wide, 10 inches deep, weighs 7.5 pounds. And the honeycomb matrix simply screws off 2 screws, and you can take it and put another one in and pop it back on. And that's generally the only thing you have. And it will let you know when you call the sale. It will let you know when it's time to replace the signal on the unit and replace the sale, and that's it. And so it's a very we have 2 different types. We combine our active pure technology, which we have 25 U.S. patents and 31 international patents. Now, I'm going to give you some figures, right? The biggest markup of a product is in the distribution. So at $14.95, if you was to come in as a distributor, you can get that same unit as low as, I think, $574. And so you got close to a $900 markup as a distributor in selling that one unit. That is buying, and the company offers discounts if you buy three at a time, if you buy five at a time. Let me give you some real-life examples, okay? If you sold one of these units a month, you're almost close to $900 a month. If you sold three of them, if you bought a three-pack and you sold three of them, you'll be making close to $2,700 a month. If you were to close or sell a five-pack, five of these units, you're going to make right around $4,500 a month in profit. This is in profit, and it's coming out of your own home-based business. If you do that over a course of a year, if you sold one unit, you're going to make close to an extra $10,000 a year just selling one unit a month. Well, one unit a month, they said the average person's expenses went up to about right at $500 a month, $400-something dollars a month has increased because of inflation. So one unit a month is going to help you as a family put a dent in that $400 a month. You sold one unit, you make $900 a month. It's going to hit that inflation point of that increase of $500 a month, plus you're going to have $400 extra. If you sold three units a month at what you're making roughly $2,700, you're going to be around $32,000 a year. And these are rough figures in extra income. This is just part-time. And if you did five units, you're going to be up just over $50,000 a year.
Brother Daniel, yeah. Another question. Thank you for your math lesson. Tell us how we can access this product, please.
Well, what you can do is I'll give you my contact information. I came in November of 2020. And so you can come in and you can act as a direct salesperson. You buy the units wholesale and you go out and you sell. And there's also another market, international market.
Yeah, and what's your requirement to become a distributor, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It costs you a whopping, at this time, 0.00. You can actually join at this time with no risk obligation to join.
And one other question, Brother Daniel. So what type of confirmation material you would have to entice a customer to spend that kind of money on a unit? What can we show to convince people and even convince me that I should have?
Well, the company has a lot of scientific research data that they have multiple ways of sharing this, the product, how the product works, from short videos, some videos are less than 1 minute, several minutes, but they have research material that shows you the scientific results from testing has been done. They also have systems, processes, formulas, and tools for you to use. They have a great support system from the senior support and company. They also have training that takes place 5 or 6 days a week, short training sessions that you can come on and you can actually train. And then, number one, they have me as one of the senior leaderships. And so when you come on, you join a distribution team. And so you get a chance to join my distribution team. And I have tremendous support. One of my distributors, he found out that there was a bid opportunity. He introduced his technology to the school district in San Antonio, Texas. And they invited him. They was impressed with the technology. The company gives you great support on that. They have product engineers that will come in and size out those locations, 34 bidders. Our technology was so advanced over the leading technologies that's out there that not only did my distributor win the bid for San Antonio, but they tripled the order in product, and they're still ordering from that. He made $1.2 million off that one school district in commission. And so there's international opportunities. You know, when you're on a mission, whether it's from a house or from a whole community to remake the world, you got to learn how, you got to have something that's going to monetize that mission. We have less than 1% market saturation with this technology. And right now we're in the process of dealing with the whole country of Brazil and the South American continent that wants this technology. We were just contacted by someone who shared the technology with the high-level people in South America, and they've expressed an interest in bringing this technology into their into South American country. So it's a way that you can monetize a big mission. And so I begin to look at 200, 300 acres of land, because the building of New Africa is not just a pretty picture on the wall to me. You know, I stay in Chicago. You some people know it as the Chirac. And so to be able to build a Muslim community where Imam Muhammad envisioned out into the south suburbs, out into an area where we can put together a gated community. I was able to meet with him and share with him the concept of a gated Muslim community. And he loved it. He made comment on it. But how do we monetize that mission? And so it's a way to not only monetize your individual houses, but you can also monetize a community with this kind of technology. It says fast moving, quick thinking, right down to modern times. So it takes nothing to get in to say, okay, let me see if this is a fit for me. It might not be a fit for everybody. If this is a fit for me, can I do something? Can my children do something with it? Can my family do something with it? And if I'm in a leadership over a community, can we do something with it? We see that same thing happens when the Greek community decided that they were going to use the restaurant business. I got an article, and I'm a Vietnam War veteran, and I got an article that when the Vietnamese came here, escaping Vietnam, they met with a Vietnamese actress, and they sat in a round table and decided how were they going to monetize themselves now that they got to America. And they decided to go into the nail business, doing nails. That's why you see the Vietnamese has nail shops across the country. I was in Chicago by Thai's restaurant, and there was a guy that stopped by. We was trying to build a Muslim community from Cottage Grove all the way down to the Dan Ryan, just like they got Chinatown. And we got as many as 9 Muslim businesses on that strip on 71st Street, but Saeed's, what used to be Elijah Muhammad's store and restaurant, where Imam Muhammad had gave it to Saeed Muhammad. We got up to 9 restaurants. So I had a Indian Muslim stop by and asked about renting one of the storefronts we had. He said a sheikh told them to go after the hardware industry in our community. And so communities get together, and they understand that America ceased being a nation in 1803. In 1783, when at the end of the Revolutionary War, it was 13 English colonies. But when they purchased the Louisiana Purchase and bought all of France's holdings in 1803, and America doubled in size, it ceased being a nation and became an empire made up of many different sub-nations inside of an empire. So when you think as a nation, you have to think as an economy, not just businesses.
Brother Daniel, yes. I'm going to have to leave the air and I apologize for interrupting you. But did you give us your contact information?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to give you my direct number. And you can reach out to me. The number is 773-406-2000. 1069, 773-406-1069. You can text me and tell me that you heard me on Radio 360. I intend to become an avid donor to this radio station because I love the content, love what you're doing. And the thing is that as we begin to monetize ourselves, I could function as a broker. You get a chance to also function as a broker, not just as a distributor. So you can actually recruit other distributors to be part of your team, and we become big team. The goal is for me to help you become successful. And it says this, how do you become great? Find a way to serve the many, because service to many leads to greatness. So if you help enough people pay their bills, your bills disappear. So I want to help everybody that I can by sharing this technology. The mission of the company is to share this technology that with everyone that it can possibly help, so we can protect people and protect lives. So if you get into the mission, the mission will come.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Let me just greet everyone and sign out, because I'm going to have to leave the air. Appreciate you guys very much, Brother Daniel and Imam Kareem, and certainly the Female Solutions Facility for having me.
And I would love to come back and continue this discussion.
Yes, blessings to everyone.
Yes. Wa alaikum as-salam, Imam. And thank you for your time, praise be to Allah, which is, I know, is most valuable. You're a businessman, praise be to Allah.
Yes, yes sir. Okay.
Yes.
Praise
you
be
know
Allah.
What I? You mentioned school districts. One of the great concerns of parents is returning their children back to the classroom. You know. This is only an idea that I'm introducing. The concern for parents is the environment virus-free? Is it safe to send my children back into the classroom? If I don't know, maybe someone could meet with a school board or the Department of Education and share this information with them. Then, inshallah, this product can somewhat encourage parents to send their children back into the classroom if they are assured that the classroom is virus-free. That would I think that's one avenue of a way of marketing this product.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. We've got to take a quick break and come right back.
Yes,
and then I believe you've got some callers on the switchboard.
We'll be right back after these important public service announcements. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soul for Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And on this Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, is our men-only discussion led by our co-host Kareem Hamid. And today we're talking about economic solutions that men can create for their families. Well, we've had a wonderful presentation by our guest, Daniel Habil, who is with a technology company that is solving a major problem in our society, which is the spread of a deadly virus. Plus, we have pollutants in the air creating illnesses, creating cancer, and this is a powerful economic opportunity for families and individuals to jump on and run with. During these discussions, we take a look at how we can change the thinking. And for too long, we have been waiting for either the government or elected officials or some benevolent force to come in and fix everything when we are in fact the solution to the problem. It's our energy, our ingenuity, our efforts that are going to transform our communities. So, of course, we know that yesterday here in Chicagoland area and many places around the country, Election Day brought in a new wave of leadership, or at least the beginnings. We had the primary election in which the Democrats and the Republicans chose their representatives for the various offices. And then in November, we'll have the general election where the two parties basically battle it out for who's going to be the representative for the various bodies of government. And now we've been, of course, presenting to you some of the plans and ideas of Dr. Willie Wilson, who is running for mayor, and that race isn't until next year. And we're going to be bringing to you those candidates who want to lead this city and other cities as mayor. What does it mean to be responsible for a city and a state and a nation and the various branches of government involved? And we want to give a shout out, a congratulations to Jonathan Jackson, who was victorious in his bid for a first congressional district.
Unmuted.
Congressional representative. And we'll talk more about that this coming week and look for our update on the Media Connection TV show. We did a report with on-air news to give you the latest, and we'll be returning now to the men-only discussion on what economic solutions can men create for their families.
And we are back. We have a special guest with us, and he is sharing a new technology for purifying indoor space. Brother Daniel Habil has shared with us how science has gleaned from the creation of Almighty God, Allah, and have actually demonstrated to the, to the human being how to purify the air that we are all sharing and rid it of harmful viruses. Brother Daniel Habil, praise be to Almighty God, you are sharing that technology with us. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, there is a national concern about parents sending their children back into the brick and mortar school buildings, and their concern is the how is the level of contamination in those concrete structures. Would you suggest that, let's say, a school has so many classrooms and stuff like that, what's the broadest area that can be purified utilizing the system that you're introducing us to now? You know, we have different classroom sizes. There's gymnasiums, auditoriums, you know, hallways, all of that. That's a very vast area. And I think that vast area also opens up vast opportunity for this technology that you're presenting this morning to us.
Yes, sir. And understand is that the company, being an applied science company, they have product engineers, they have scientists, they have research people. They have put this technology in over 70 different products, and they're constantly putting it in new different products. For example, we just got an approved unit that goes on buses, on school buses. And so this same unit is a transit unit that goes inside of trains, the cars of trains and public buses. And remember that it's going to emit these active purifying microparticles that's going to go out and eat up, literally just eat up the viruses, and not just viruses, but mold, fungi, all of these different contaminants. We have units that actually can be put into the duct systems of schools and big stadiums and indoor spaces. So we can do, we got 70 different applications of this technology. I just told you the one that's plug and play. Now that plug and play we put in classrooms, and in a home it covers 2,000 square feet. But inside of a condensed classroom, because of the many people in there, it's reduced to 500 square feet. But we have a unit called a blaster that we put inside of gymnasiums that can cover a whole gymnasium. But remember, we can put this in what they call induct systems. When you look up into a drop ceiling and you see a unit that's blowing air and heat and air condition that sits inside of the drop panel, we've got units that go into there. But at the same time, I'm wearing a unit on my neck that is a personal mask, that is an electronic mask that drops particles to create the force field 12 to 16 inches that I wear, and it creates a force field that drops particles out of my breathing zone 200 times faster than gravity. That's a personal unit. I got a unit I put in my car, and it sanitizes everything in my car. If you get in my car and you got a virus or something on you, I got particles in my car that's going to eat it up. And not only is it going to do the air, but it's going to do the surfaces. And so I got a unit I can do my pet spot. You know, if I got a dog or something like that, I can do the pet spot with it. So we actually put this technology because by being an applied science company that believes in the harmony of nature, we actually was able to go in and replace washing powder. You can throw all your detergents out. You don't have to put chemicals in your water to treat the water chemically and wash your clothes where the chemicals still stay inside your clothes. We got a unit, this technology hooks up to your washing machine. And all you have to do is run cold water to the unit and into your washing machine. And you just turn on the water cold and hit start. And these same recharged particles are now washing your clothes. It's like being washed with hydrogen peroxide and stuff like that, your clothes. So not only do we stop polluting the environment, but you don't have to wear chemical drenched clothing. You don't have to get in between sheets that's drenched in chemicals, and that stuff go through the pores of your body. So inside of a school system, our engineers, we go into commercial spaces. Our product engineers engineer solutions for that commercial space, whether it's a theater, whether it's a stadium, whether it's a hospital. Cleveland Clinics is using this technology in a two-year double-blind study because they found out that it eliminates the transmission of airborne contaminants when they cut you open. Cleveland Clinic is one of the second largest hospitals in the country. So when you know that they have highly vetted this product before they're doing a two-year double-blind study to put this in their operating rooms. And so this technology is adaptable in many different forms, in many different type units to fit the larger spaces and the smaller spaces. Not only is the company concerned about the air, and you can control now the air within your space, but it's also concerned about the water that we drink. And so they use the Henry Ford approach. How can we get this technology into a form to where it can be used by the common man on the street? And we've long found out the benefits of drinking alkaline water. And the top machine is a Kagan machine in Japan. It's considered a medical device. But they use titanium plates, and that's what makes it so expensive. Well, this company has created a proprietary direct disc solution for their alkaline machine that creates unlimited alkaline water. It has more features than the Kagan machine does. And you can create 9 different water. So it's an appliance that sits on your right there, either under your sink or on top of your sink. And you can create water that will actually clean your dishes, that will clean your fruits and vegetables, that will actually clean and degrease your house right from this water appliance. So now the chemicals can come out of your house. The key is to get rid of the chemicals and control the space that you can control with the air you breathe, the actual water that you drink, the chemicals you put in your clothes, and then they have nutritional technology with high-grade nutritional products that believe and that respects the harmony of nature, that if you're within the harmony of nature, you can exist within a world of viruses and contaminants without them harming you. And that's what this company does within all the products, and you have the power to distribute these products.
Yes, sir. You know, we are noticing that, we shall be inundated with harmful viruses for quite a good while. In some areas, the COVID virus is increasing. It has morphed into the Omicron virus. Now we are confronted with the a virus called monkey flu. It is in this country now. It is in affecting people around the world. So this solution that you are offering, inshallah, it will be an antidote to this ever evolving virus that is evolving into different stages and still with us. And it's good to know that, let's say me as an individual, if I wanted to become a distributor, then with the information that you have shared with me, I would have a lot of support behind me. It's not that I have to bear the full brunt of that. The videos and the scientific applications and that will accompany my presentation, that would somewhat give me some legitimacy as an individual. You know, that's very important. Naima, if you have someone on your line, I have someone here that a press one on their phone that would like to ask a question. If you would open up the mic of someone on your line, then after they have completed, we have Erico 312671 here on the American Muslim 360 studio line. If they have a question or a concern, if you would open up their mic at this time, Naima, if you would, please.
For those who are on our switchboard, please press 1. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 now. And we're also running the phone number on our Facebook page. Those who are interested in business opportunities, to call 773-406-1069. That's 773-406-1069 for this tremendous opportunity to be a part of a solution. We got to take one last break, and then perhaps when we come back, we can take the caller on your line. And again, want to remind those on our switchboards, press 1 so we know you have something to say or a question to ask. We've got about another 25 minutes before we wrap up. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back, and we'll take your call. So we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
We are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. On this fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our men-only discussion led by co-host Kareem Hamid. And today we're talking about economic solutions that men can create for their families. Definitely listening to a fantastic presentation by our guest, Daniel Habil, new technology that solves a real problem, the spread of a deadly virus that has transformed life as we know it, and now we have a chance to actually fix the problem. So we've got a caller on the line. You want to take this caller, 111-111? And then if you're on our switchboard, press 1. We've got a caller that says press 1. So you want me to open the mic? I'm opening the mic for area code 111-111.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Kareem, can you hear them?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, go ahead.
This is the day the Lord God Almighty has made. Let us rejoice and be glad and thankful for all our blessings. All praise. Assalamu alaikum. And good morning to the host.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, alhamdulillah. This is Brother MacArthur, one of your Air Force brothers, Brother Habil, Brother Daniel. And I want to start off by thanking you for your service in Vietnam and thanking God for bringing you home, letting you make it home through that terrible experience. But this morning, what you're doing, I want to commend you, and I've written your number down because this is an excellent business opportunity for this present day and time. And your presentation was excellent, and the fact that you want to share that knowledge and share this business opportunity with others is also highly commendable, because a lot of times people can be very selfish if they get something. Unfortunately, in our community, our black community, I'll just be candid and say that, and won't share it with anybody else. But you're doing that, and you're doing your duty as a man of God, and Brother Kareem is articulating everything very well in the marketing strategies very well, also looking at the schools and all other places and things. If we come together and unify and put our strength and our energy, our positive God energy together, we can be that business or corporation or plantation people can come to. And I do have one question. I'm a Christian, so I hope you don't mind a Christian being on your team, Brother Daniel. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. I probably got more Christians on my team than I got Muslims. I have about 130 distributors across the country, And my distributors bring me all type of opportunities to support them, such as the opportunity in Brazil itself, the opportunity in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, in North Africa. That was brought to me by a distributor. So my role is to support you and stay true to the mission of being able to protect people and protect lives by sharing this technology. Let me say something about mold. Mold kills more people than SARS-CoV does. And our technology goes right in and has been scientifically proven. We're not making claims. Anything that we say has been tested, validated, verified, and vetted at the highest testing, independent third party, a lot of times FDA compliant laboratories or peer group laboratories. These results have been tested and validated and verified. And so mold has, to my understanding, has killed millions of people die of mold infections. I'll tell you a story about my distributor. He had back in December, his wife told him that the heat was not working. He was in Bloomington, Illinois. The heat was not working, and it had been off for about a week or two. So he told us, he said, well, just call the heating man. And when she called the heating man, he said, look, I have to cut this furnace off right away. You're leaking massive amounts of carbon monoxide. He said, I'm not surprised that y'all are sick in this building, and especially if somebody's been down there. They said, well, you know, we had a couple of funerals, and one of our relatives had been coming in and sleeping in the basement right down by the furnace. And he said, this is, I don't understand this. And so his wife said, we've been leaking carbon monoxide. You know, I want to call the fire department. They called the fire department. They brought all their testers. They could not find carbon monoxide in the house. This technology has sucked that carbon monoxide up and kept them alive when the furnace was leaking carbon monoxide. And we have thousands of stories like this. So, you know, you can come in, but they tell you, you know, if you're going to, you can't sail from an empty car, from an empty car lot. So you need to get this technology for yourself. And if you're suffering from allergies, asthma, stuff like that, you know, what we're doing is we're bringing in clean oxygen into your environment, and your muscles need clean oxygen. You know, your heart needs clean oxygen. Your mind needs clean oxygen. They say not having clean oxygen can be a cause for Alzheimer's and dementia. And let me tell you about the variants. When you're talking about a virus, you're talking about an RNA virus. You've got RNA and DNA viruses. Well, RNA viruses, as far as COVID, it comes inside a protective envelope. And in that envelope is protective, and it opens up once it gets into your body. Well, this technology, it shoots these microparticles out at 1,200 feet per second, and they go out and they penetrate. These sub-microparticles penetrate envelope that protects the SARS virus. And the minute that envelope is penetrated, it doesn't kill it because the SARS virus technically, scientifically, is not alive. But what it does, it means is that envelope that protects it is penetrated, it inactivates and denatures it. That's why it's gone in 60 seconds. So no matter what the variant is, it doesn't matter. This technology is going to penetrate that envelope and inactivate it. So it could be the Delta of whatever it is. And this is a law. This is a law taking something as simple as the water molecules, hydrogen and oxygen, and recharging these, repositioning them. You know, H2O, right? What is it? Hydrogen and 2 parts oxygen. Well, they just mixed it up, and I can give you the mixture that it now becomes 2 parts hydrogen, 2 parts oxygen, 1 part hydrogen, one, and it creates a different effect. And it creates a scrubber just by structuring.
If I may interrupt you, because I know you're rolling it, Holy Spirit is having its way. But I want to say what you're saying is so important, because the knowledge and the wisdom all technology and all knowledge comes from Allah, comes from God. And the fact that at this present time, the things that you touched on, getting the toxins out of your life, getting the toxins out of our air, and being natural, because, and you touched on this also, and a lot of people don't realize, buildings now, all your building hospitals, buildings where people work, all have been basically sealed up, and no windows, no fresh air, so you're basically working in petri dishes. And germs and toxins and everything, so people need to have them actually in their work office or talk to their bosses about getting them. This type, especially right now, because it seems like we are living in a time of biochemical warfare, and it's a lot of evil people out there who perpetrate these things for profit. And so we have to have godly people out there giving people alternatives and protection, and doing and staying true to the mission. So God bless you and continue success. And you'll definitely hear from me giving you a call, brother.
Yes, sir. And we breathe 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of oxygen a day.
Wow.
3,000 gallons of oxygen a day. Do you know the human being exhales out of your mouth 720 times an hour? So if you put 10 people in a room, that's 7,200 breaths that's coming out of people's bodies. And you're going to inhale all type of toxins that's coming out of their system. A study by MIT proved that whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet apart, you inhale in other people's breath. They've proven scientifically that the air that you're breathing is on the other side of the world in 4 days.
Wow.
And so I'm going to walk out now. I have my personal own. Why? Because they've proven there's microplastics in the air outside that you're breathing. So I got this force field that I'm wearing around my neck. You can clip it on. It creates a 12 to 16-inch force field that drops particles out of my breathing zone 200 times faster than gravity. This is George Jetson type stuff. This is 21st century technology.
We got another caller. Brother Kareem, 773-960. I've opened your mic. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. It's Cherokee James, a.k.a. Kofi. I love you, brother. I love you and what you have. I mean, that's one thing about us men. We have to understand that we have created the global economy with our inventions. Doorknob, shoe machine, traffic light, golf tee, mailbox, created them, the post office all around the world. And this is what I've been trying to get us to understand. We have a major part to play to be guardians of this global economy, to continue putting inventions and ideas out there, but controlling, like what you're doing, the marketing and the promotion, and then keeping it home instead of selling outright. You know what I'm saying? Now, your idea is awesome, but I'm going to tell you one thing. To this day and forever, I am not a believer in no COVID. COVID don't exist. You get COVID by that swab. You see that long swab they put in your nose? On the end of it is a yellow chemical on there. They created, this is biological warfare. They scare us with a virus all over the world, which is nonsense. That's nonsense. If you believe something all over the world at the same time, then you ain't got it all together. But they scared us with this boogeyman, okay, to make people get these vaccines. Just like the Spanish flu did in 1917. And back then, brothers, you know what we did back then during the Spanish flu? We ran out and created our own towns. We got away from these guys. And then it was an immigrant migration came into America back in 1917. 2021, 50 million immigrants came in after the COVID scare. Same thing. Look at it. It's documented. They wore masks and everything. So
Thanks for that call. We got another caller on your line. Thank you for that, for your call, Kofi. I think we got time for the call on your line as well. Kareem.
Okay, I think this is Minister Plump. I'm not sure. I think this is him. Error code 312671. Welcome to the Female Solution. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
We owe Yah Shalom, Ahua. We don't die, we multiply. Black power
right.
Forever. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom. Good morning. Right, Brother Kareem and Sister Naima, you know, we really do. We got the solution. And I'm so happy that I was tuning in this morning. And I just like to know at this point, is this unit has been maybe a unit that can really abolish all types of diseases or any particular type of diseases? Yes, yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you what it's been scientifically tested and proven against. 21 of the world's deadliest bacteria, mold, fungi, viruses, what they call volatile organic compounds, pollen, dust mites, and this has been scientifically proven. You know, when you can take down mold, and there is a chart, scientific chart, and this is scientifically tested and proven results. So being an applied science company, they don't do a lot of fancy, you know, there's been a lot of opportunists that has risen up with this problem of the viruses and stuff to take advantage of slick marketing and stuff and claims that they can do this, they can do that. But we stand on the science and see there's no science behind some products, there's science fiction behind some products, but we have scientifically proven tests as to what our results can actually do against 21 of the deadliest, you call it Ebola, Legionnaire's disease, you name
Hallelujah.
Them, that we have been scientifically proven, tested, that can eliminate these inside of a short period of time. And you look at the hierarchy of controls, it said elimination is the most effective way to get rid of a contaminant. You want it gone. You wanted audio.
Yes, we have one more caller. We have one more caller on the line. We have one more caller on the line.
I just got one more quick question, Sister Naima. Brother Plump again. I just want to know who should I take out my distributorship with you or Brother Kareem?
Daniel's going to give you his contact number again, and we have it on the screen for those who are watching us on Facebook Live. And we got a caller, 706-202, Brother Kwame.
Okay, you got
my horse. I'm opening your mic.
You got my distributorship. Thank
you. All right. So there you
God
go.
Bless you.
Just got another member of your team, Brother Daniel. Okay, Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open. Got about a minute or so before we wrap up. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Assalamu alaikum to you and my brother and to Brother Daniel. You know, I'm hearing you in the techno-spiritual, and it's all great and good what we've been able to do in a lab and being able to reduplicate what divine intelligence has already created. And because of what we have done in infecting ourselves with building and going out of order with nature. Nature already has a worldwide web. It has a microbial. It has all of these things that you created in a lab. nature already has and has perfected it. What we're doing is emulating nature. It's an artificial intelligence. And so I'm looking at how do we balance this in being able to take the techno-spiritual and the natural spiritual and utilizing it in part of what we're needing to do, but we have to find out, too, how do we come back to the source? The divine source, the divine creator has perfected all that you have done in the lab, all that you're distributing and assimilating. And it's all part of, we had a CME to hit the earth, and there was no power for 10 or 40 days like there has been in different places around the planet. How would that technology be able to be utilized without the current to manifest the energy that it produces? So it's good to know that we can do, but also to understand, too, we created these brick-and-mortar buildings. We created these buildings that we do not allow the natural flow of energy to enter into. So now we're attempting to recreate something that's going to undo what we did. And I'm asking, my question is how do you see this technology being able to balance with nature's technology?
All right. Well, and let's answer that. Okay. First of all, yeah. We're in a situation right now.
I mean, we got about a minute before we wrap up. So maybe,
okay, so that situation is we created a problem. So as we address this problem right now at hand, then we monetize our mission, and part of our mission could be how do we now fund the creativity in our young people to come up with solutions that naturally brings that indoor air inside naturally. But right now, let us deal with the problem at hand because too many African Americans are being affected by what's these viruses and these bacteria and stuff like that. We're three times more probable to be infected by the virus than other people. When I went to the Thanksgiving dinner, somebody had invited the virus, and they asked what kind of meat they wanted from the turkey. The virus said, I prefer dog meat. I got up and went to the bathroom and kept going. Okay? because it's so... our concern is, number one, how do we put our mask on first? How do we help our people first? And this is a natural solution. It's not putting anything inside of them, which, you know, if you wish to do that, you do that. But it's a natural solution that can solve a deadly problem. And there's money to on the solution side of the problem.
I've been informed I have 60 seconds of broadcast time left. Unfortunately, I have to wrap it up. There's a broadcast following this one. It is entitled Halal Industries Do for Self, hosted by our beloved ma'am Wali Ayu Bilal. Halal Industries, which means that which is lawful and good and do for self. I'm grateful to have had you as a guest here on the Female Solution, Brother Daniel Habil, and you have,
yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. If you would give your contact information as quickly as possible, please.
Okay, reach me at 773-406-1069. That's 773-406-1069. It's best to text me and let me know who you are, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, I've got to go. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for your contribution, my brother.
I appreciate you having me on. Okay.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show.
You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.